Hope everybody's having a really great day. So we started to talk about one of the most beautiful Rosh Hashanah topics yesterday, the Psukei Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, the three different sets of Psukim that really capture the three themes and motifs of the holiday. Malchios, the idea of a Kadosh Baruch Hu as the king, coronation, Zichronos, God remembering, Ata Zocher Maase Olam, God remembering back to the very beginning of time, Zehayom Tchilas Maasecha Zikaron Yom Rishon. Almost every line from the davening is such a treasure. And then finally, of course, the theme of Shofros. So we talked about yesterday the integration of these psukim with the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. The Gemara says, Bameh b'shofar, that the shofar somehow elevates our tfilos. So the shofar is really integrated into the Shmona Esrei. It's really a remarkable thing. You see that model with the Chatzotros also, when the Torah speaks about, you know, in times of travail and you're threatened, so you're supposed to sound the trumpets, but also to daven at the same time. So you already have a Torah-level model for the integration of Trua with Za'aka. So here you have a kind of a similar thing. And so yesterday we discussed the dispute between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, when exactly you would make the three blasts of the shofar. Everybody agreed during Zichronos and Shofros for sure. The question is, what about Malchios? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, no, you don't do it then. Right, you would actually do it earlier. You would do it in the context of, or do it later, rather, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says Malchios is in the context of Kedushas Hashem. So he says you would blow that third set, the first set chronologically, in the context of Kedushas Hayom, when we talk about Mikadesh Yisrael v'Yom Hazikaron. And Rabbi Akiva had that incredible line where he says, Imeno tokeh l'malchios lama humazkir. If you're not going to blow the shofar, you might as well not say the psukim either, because the psukim are elevated by the shofar itself. So what is the requisite number of psukim which are required? So the Mishnah says you need at least 10 psukim of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. And again, the way that we break them up is 3 from the Torah, then 3 from Sefer Tehillim, not just from Ksuvim, and 3 from Nevi'im. Again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri disagreed, and he said, Imamar Shalosh Shalosh Mikula and Yatzar. Maybe he didn't disagree, but he said that at minimum, what you should need is 1 pasuk from the Torah, 1 pasuk from Sefer Tehillim, and 1 pasuk from the Navi in each of the 3 sections. Now, there are those who interpreted this line of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri to say that across Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, if you only mention 3 psukim in the context of the entire Shemoneh Esrei instead of 30, the way that we have it, because we have 10 for each, that would be sufficient. And the Rambam does seem to accept it. The Rambam says, if you would choose 1 pasuk from the Torah and you would say, Uvisarascha Kasuv Lemor, and then you would recite a pasuk from the Torah, that at least would be sufficient. It might not be optimal, but it would be sufficient for purposes of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, as long as you chose 1 appropriate pasuk from the Torah, 1 appropriate pasuk from the Torah about Malchios, 1 for Zichronos, and 1 for Shofros. Okay, Ein Maskirin, Zikaron Malchos v'Shofar Shal Puranas, that when you choose the psukim, it should not be any context of God's majesty sort of expressing itself as a way of punishing the Jewish people, or the shofar sounding in a way that would be Puranas, again, to the suffering, to the detriment of the Jewish people. So that would seem rather obvious, but the Mishnah feels the need to state it. Right? We want it to be, of course, to our redemptive purposes and not for the sake of our destruction. Another point which is added on is that you're not allowed to use psukim which talk about the yachid. They always have to be directed towards the tzibor, towards the community, towards the collective. So that's another important detail in terms of the psukim which are selected. Maschil b'Torah. Okay, you should start with the psukim of the Torah. That seems obvious. Umashlim b'Navi, right? That's a little counterintuitive. Normally we'd go Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. But here you go, let's say you're doing the optimal number, which is 10 for each. 3 from the Torah, 3 from Ksuvim, which is really 3 from Sefer Tehillim, as the Rambam puts it, and then 3 from Nevi'im. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im Hishlim b'Torah Yatza, that if you come back and you have a 10th pasuk from the Torah, that's acceptable too. So the Gemara says, acceptable? That's ideal. We're supposed to have 10. So you have to go back and change that last line a little bit, so that Rabbi Yossi says, obviously, it's optimal for a person to finish off, like we do, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is the last pasuk of Malchios, just for example, going back to the Torah, after you finish with the Navi. But if a person would choose the last pasuk from Navi, that too would be acceptable. So the question is, you know, where do you get this number of 10? So I thought we would conclude with this. There are various suggestions in the Gemara. So some people suggest that it's based on the last Mizmor of Tehillim, Mizmor Kuf Nun, Halu Ka Halu Bekel Halu Kel Bekodesho. There it says Halu Beseka Shofar. So it says, you know, God should be praised 10 times. So maybe that's the basis of Tem Psukim of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofar. That's one possibility. Another possibility is that it's connected to the Aseres Hadibros. The Aseres Hadibros in Mamad Har Sinai is actually one of the major themes of the Shofaros section of the Amidah, where we talk about Vehikol Shofar Holech Vechazek Maod Moshe Yedaber. So maybe it's based on Mamad Har Sinai, and of course Mamad Har Sinai was certainly a moment of Malchios, where we accepted God and we accepted His majesty, so that would seem to fit with the theme of Rosh Hashanah. Another possibility is that it's really a tshuva theme, that it comes back to the first parak of Yeshayahu, where Yeshayahu uses 10 different formulations of purification, Rachatzu, Hizaku, etc. We read it right before Tisha B'Av. But then there's another comment made by the Yerushalmi, which I like very much. The Yerushalmi says that it's based on the number of animals that are part of the Karban Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, because you have one cow and one ram and seven kvasim, and then Sirizim Echad L'Chatas, so that adds up 1, 1, 7, and 1. That adds up to 10. So the reason that I like that very much is that it's tied into the Karban Musaf, is that supports the practice that we have of most of Rishonim against the Baal Amor. Because right, the Baal Amor was of the view that you should have Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros at all of the Amidos of Rosh Hashanah, starting with Maariv on Sunday night. He would already say we should be having Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros. But if you hold that the Psukei Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros are really tied in to the Karban Musaf, so that really supports our practice of only reciting Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros at Musaf, which is, of course, the widespread minag of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Chanan.